I used to be a high school English teacher a few years ago. Along with being a teacher, I was a single father to my daughter named Quinn. She was an outdoorsy, adventurous type of person. One thing she really enjoyed, especially during the summertime, was the water park. There was more than enough excitement for her to have fun, and just enough space for me to relax while making sure she stayed out of trouble. One day, close to the end of the school year, I took Quinn to the water park as a reward for getting through all of her exams. When I got there and looked around, I found out everyone else must have had the same idea. There were tons of teenagers, drunk college students, and in general, it just seemed like a bad time to go. Surprisingly, my daughter was unfazed, so I just dealt with it. I planned to spend most of the day sitting by the pool at the bottom of the tallest slide in the water park. It was an easy landmark to find me in case she ever got lost. She could go off and do whatever, as long as she came by and checked in every hour or so. Of course, this wasn't without Quinn trying to convince me to go on the other slides with her. She'd been attempting to get us to go together since the very first time we went, but I could never do it. I was always scared as hell of heights. Besides, I wasn't just there to relax. I had work to do. I found a spot that didn't get splashed on and started grading papers. Toward the end of the day, she came around and told me she was ready to go home after she went on one more slide, the big one. She always saved it for last, partially because she knew it was the one I was most afraid of her going on. I could ignore it when it was just everyone else, but the moment she started climbing those steps, it was all I could think about. It started with a huge tower of rickety-looking wooden steps, leading up to a huge drop straight down, and a bunch of twists and turns through an unlit tunnel. The stuff of my nightmares. Everyone who came out the bottom was screaming, either looking relieved or terrified. Part of me always contemplated forcing myself to do it, but I didn't want to end up like the people in Final Destination. For about half an hour, I watched my daughter slowly ascend the tower. Then she disappeared when she got near the top platform. I was paying attention to the regular dumping of people out of the bottom of the slide into the pool, trying to see if I could predict when she would come out. Soon after she was out of sight, though, something unusual happened. The flow of people out of the pipe stopped. It suddenly got a lot quieter, as there weren't as many people screaming and splashing into the pool. I thought, maybe people at the top had chickened out and were holding up the line. Then, I looked down to think about my work for a second, when all of a sudden, the slide burst open. I looked up and saw bodies falling out of the sky. It felt like it was happening in slow motion. The entire thing was collapsing. Some people were landing in the trees, but others were crashing into rocks and concrete. There were dozens of them raining down, trying to cling to each other in the platform. When everything had fallen, even more chaos ensued. I rushed into the rubble to search for my daughter, ignoring everyone else.
Quinn! Quinn! Where are you? I'm coming! Hold on!
As the dust settled, and more people came to help the survivors, I was finally able to get Quinn away from the horrifying catastrophe, hoping to get her to the hospital as soon as possible. About 15 minutes later, multiple paramedics arrived and transported us along with other injured victims from the park. I rode with her in the ambulance and waited outside her bed at the ER. I was there when she unfortunately passed. The doctors told me that there was nothing that could have been done. The impact from the fall had crushed her spine and caused internal bleeding that could never be stopped quick enough to save her life. Losing a child is the worst thing that can happen to a parent. I wanted something or someone to turn my anger against, but it turned out that the collapse wasn't the water park's fault at all. It was a bunch of other dumb teen park goers who were to blame. A bunch of them were doing a challenge called clogging, where they try to see how many of themselves can cram into a slide at once. But after 40 of them were in it at once, the structure couldn't handle the load. It was supposed to be their senior prank, but because of them, my daughter never saw her senior year. I was unable to continue teaching after the incident. Ever since that day, my life has felt completely meaningless. My only accomplishment is that I'm still here, despite everything. This story was inspired by a horrific incident that happened in Waterworld, USA in Concord, California. A group of Napa students went on their annual senior class outing when something truly disturbing went down. Literally, the tradition known as clogging entailed cramming as many individuals as practical in a water slide. by trucking their legs against the walls of the chute. The current record before them stood imposingly at 76, set in another aquatic playground. As twilight approached, with a rebellious spirit, the group chose to flout the lifeguard's cautions, confident that expulsion from the premises would be the least of their troubles. Their audacity, however, accumulated in catastrophe when a multitude crammed themselves onto the Banzai pipeline, a slide that towers 40 feet above the ground. This act of defiance proved too much, causing a fatal falter that saw the structure yield to the pressure, leading to a horrific descent of bodies to plummet to the ground. English teacher Justin Aaron, engaged in marking papers at the slide's foot when the disaster struck, witnessing the horrifying scene. I looked up and saw bodies flying through the air. They were landing in trees, on the rocks and on the concrete. It was like it was happening in slow motion, Aaron said. In the heart-wrenching event, Quimby Giloti, a student about to graduate, tragically lost her life, while 32 others sustained substantial injuries. This happened during the summer, after my little sister graduated from high school. I had just finished my third year in college and was visiting home for the first time in several months. We wanted to go to the water park one day to celebrate our summer vacations together. The closest water park to us was called Wild Water Adventure, which we had been to a few times as kids. This was the first time we ever went without our parents, though. Nothing looked quite as fun as it did when we were younger, but we still went down a few slides and swam around a bit. Eventually, we got tired of being on our feet, so we ate some food, then laid back in the lounge chairs next to the lazy river to catch some sun. That was probably the quietest part of the park, so we were able to relax despite how crowded it was. That was until the one vacant chair next to us became occupied by the worst person imaginable. He was this 50-something creepy uncle-looking weirdo, with a Hawaiian shirt halfway unbuttoned, and a pair of shorts showing off his mats of body hair. The smell coming off of him was so unbelievable that I don't even want to remember it. He had a cocktail in his hand, probably his 9th or 10th, but the booze was the nicest aroma he had going for him. The worst part was how he instantly started looking and smiling at us, and we could just tell by his face that he had some illegal shit on his hard drive. Obviously, we tried to ignore him, but we knew he wasn't going to keep his mouth shut.
Hey ladies, nice day, isn't it? So, you two are suntanning, right? You know I never liked tan lines. I always preferred my women tanned all over, from slit to nip.
That is so disgusting! I hope you choke to death on shit. Now leave us alone before I call the cops, perv!
After he forced his conversation on us, we got up and left the lazy river to find a different area of the water park with lounge chairs to chill in. Most of the time, even the dumbest creeps understand the physical action of storming off. But not even a minute after we sat down, that creep showed up again. This time, instead of coming up to us, he sat down across the pool and just stared at us. It was almost as creepy as what he said the first time, but again, we hoped that if we just ignored him, or kept giving him the evil eye, that he would give up and move on. It took about 5 minutes, but he eventually got up and left, seemingly leaving us alone. We didn't see him come back for a bit, so we thought he was finally gone. At last, we could lay back and shut our eyes again, without having to worry about some guy creeping on us. Well, that's what I was hoping for. At some point after we let our guard down, I felt the sun suddenly disappear. While my eyes were closed, it looked like it was getting cloudy from the amount of shade I was getting. But when I opened my eyes, I saw what was actually going on. It turned out to be my worst nightmare, because that same pervert was back. This time, he was standing over us in a full trench coat.
What the helly? What are you doing here?
Relax. I just wanted to show you how I suntan.
No!
Right before my eyes, he opened his coat at us. God. The image is still burned into my retinas. I can't unsee it. Every weary hair and wrinkle, and the goddamn crust. It makes me want to throw up just thinking about it. My sister and I got up and grabbed our towels and shoved him into the pool. We didn't know what else to do and we didn't want to touch him. But we couldn't just run and have him chase us barefoot through the park. He even kept laughing while he was in the pool, never taking his eyes off of us. The lifeguard saw everything and blew the whistle to evacuate the pool. Everybody got out except for him. We immediately left and hid behind some pool house, while a group of Good Samaritans fished him out of the pool like a biohazard and apprehended him until the cops showed up. They arrested the pervert and asked a bunch of questions about what happened. All I know was that man actually ended up on the news, looking all sad and pitiful in his mugshot. I think about this creep every summer, whenever it gets warm, and my friends start to talk about going to the beach or the springs or the water park. It's all tainted because of him and what he did. Not just in front of me, but to my little sister. Neither of us can go out in bathing suits anywhere without constantly being afraid that some disgusting pig will traumatize us all over again. I was used to weirdos trying to flirt with me and being creepy around me in situations like that. But I always thought the fact that it was a public setting would deter those kinds of men from going too far. On that day, I learned that some people just can't or won't control themselves, and I've never forgotten it since. This story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a man suspected of revealing himself at a water park called Wildwater Adventure Park in Clovis. The suspect is a 52-year-old man named Robert King. Deputies say they received several calls on Monday about a man touching himself while sitting in a lounge chair near the wave pool while several guests were nearby. A witness later identified King as the suspect. King was booked into the Fresno County Jail on charges of indecent exposure, but authorities are asking anyone who may have witnessed the incident at Wildwater Adventure Park to please call the Fresno County Sheriff's Office.
I'm in the middle of a waking nightmare right now, all because of a trip my family took to the water park last summer. My daughter had been waiting all year for it, and she was especially excited for the brand new slide that had just been opened. The only problem we faced whenever we went to the water park is that we are both on the bigger side. The overweight genes just run in the family, and our daughter is the most overweight for her age out of all of us. My daughter's size also affects her ability to swim, so I brought her a custom flotation device that goes around her waist to keep her safe. It might look like a kiddie pool with a hole cut in the middle, but I promise it isn't. Unfortunately, when we got to the water park, the line for the new slide was over an hour long and went all the way up a giant hill. On top of that, everyone was staring and gawking at us the entire time, which was sadly nothing out of the ordinary. Even without the looks, though, the entire experience was an absolute nightmare to get through. The heat was suffocating. The incline made every step even more exhausting, and my daughter complained the entire time.
Daddy! I'm tired! I want to sit down!
You know you can't sit with your floaty on, dear.
Then take it off!
There's nothing I can do about the weather, sweetie. You know that.
I don't care! It's so hot! Just hurry this shit up so I can order some McDonald's. I think I deserve a cheat meal.
By the time we finally managed to make it to the top, we were out of breath and sweating like we'd just run a marathon. The ordeal still wasn't over, though. We still had to go up every single step to actually get to the slide. Because even in the 21st century, water parks haven't figured out how to install elevators on their slides. At last, after scaling the hillside and climbing up every single step, we were on the platform at the entrance to the slide. All I wanted to do was get in that tube and splash down in the pool below. But then, we saw something completely unheard of. Right before letting people go down the slide, the worker forced everyone to step onto a scale. The thought that we might have climbed all that way just to be turned down at the last second sickened me. But at that moment, we had no choice but to try our luck. We approached the entrance to the slide with our fingers crossed, but I had no idea what would happen next.
Excuse me, sir. Your daughter has to step on the scale before she can go down the slide.
What? Is that really necessary?
Yes, it is. And you'll be weighing in after her.
Come on! What's even the weight limit?
400 pounds, sir.
Dad, how many hundred pounds am I?
You'll be fine, darling. Just step up there so you can use the slide, okay?
Okay.
Stand still, please. 405 pounds. Sorry, Miss Big. No slide for you.
What did you just say?
Suddenly, my daughter exploded in anger. She kicked the worker down the slide, then tried to force herself through after him. The only reason she didn't get through was because her floaty was too big to fit in the slide. When she got stuck, she started screaming and shaking the slide with her bare hands. Everyone could feel the structure swaying back and forth as people started to panic and rush down the steps. So with my options slim, I got behind my daughter and tried to push her through. I fell back as random men ran up and started pulling her out. I watched as they carried her over to the railing and heaved her over the edge. I heard the loudest splash of my life when she hit the water. So I made my way down the steps as fast as I could. When I got to the bottom, the lifeguards were just finally pulling my daughter out of the water. We were kicked out of the water park and banned for life immediately afterwards. Not only did they publicly humiliate her by forcing her to weigh herself in front of complete strangers, but they barred her from the experience she deserved, over 5 measly pounds.
This story was inspired by a bizarre incident regarding a man who claims a local water park publicly humiliated his daughter because of her weight. Andrew Batten said that he visited the Raging Rivers Water Park with his family, where his daughter was looking forward to riding a new ride called the Mississippi Monster Slide. When the team got to the top of the hill to ride the attraction, a worker asked her to hop on a scale in front of strangers because it had a weight limit of 200 pounds. Batten said, "The guy looked at us and to my daughter and saying, 'You need to step on the scale.' She steps on the scale and she's 205, meaning she wasn't allowed on. The incident left his daughter distraught. Batten has since expressed his disappointment with the water park in a post on Facebook that has since been shared hundreds of times. Let's leave out the amazingly damaging psychological impact of forcing a young woman to publicly weigh herself, but to have to see my daughter's face, eyes welling up with tears as she was turned away for being 5 pounds over," he wrote. A spokesman for Raging Rivers Water Park said, "New tubes for the water slide had now been ordered so that its weight capacity could be increased, and has defended the workers' actions toward the team."